Welcome to Circus Future's European Circus Conversations, a series of podcasts featuring traditional and contemporary circus professionals from across Europe. My name is Laura Murphy. I'm a UK-based contemporary circus artist and a Circus Next Laureate. This podcast features Antonia Kuzminich, co-leader of contemporary circus collective Room 100 and artistic director of Peculiar Families Festival in Croatia. Antonia will tell us about her own circus journey and talk about what she feels constitutes innovation in circus.
Hello to everybody. So my name is Antonia. I'm a co-leader of Room 100. I'm based in Split in Croatia and I'm 32 years old. My circus journey started almost 13 years ago. I was in high school and I was basically bored. And during the winter holidays, I discovered there is a new street theater group in my hometown and that my former gymnastic coach is giving acrobatic workshops there. I was doing sport gymnastics when I was a kid and I had to stop because of some injuries, but I really, really liked it and it was a good combination to do a kind of art with my previous skills. So I joined this street theater group and I was there for 3 years. It is the place where I first started performing. It was mostly like street festivals. But I discovered a circus. I started with acrobatics and it was the first time when I actually has been a part of like international acrobatics workshops. I met some German artists in this way and they put this idea in my head that I could actually go and join a circus academy after finishing high school. So that was my plan, but my parents didn't support this idea. So I actually couldn't apply because I didn't have enough money to do it by myself. I remember I was really sad and disappointed at that moment. Also in the same time, when I finished high school, this street theater group fell apart and everybody left. And I decided to continue working with Jakov Labrovic. That was also part of the street theater group. We make a deal that we will continue working together and we actually are still working together and we are the core of Room 100. So it was 2007. I just finished high school and Jakov was finishing Arts Academy in Split. He's a sculpture artist. And we decided that we would like to try and work together. At the beginning, we did short performances and we did different commercial gigs. We both hated that job, but it was the thing that was paying the bills. And from the very beginning of our working together, we have the same vision, same idea to actually work on a full performance, a full creation that will have like a smart smart concept and smart idea behind it. So we were doing gigs in Croatia and a little bit abroad, Germany, Austria, Italy. And we were having this thing that we want to actually move from this kind of commercial jobs to artistic one. And in the same time, it was the moment when Gentalen Cirque Europe was for the first time open for Croatian artists to apply, because at that time, Croatia was not part of European Union. And we decided to apply. I was completely into this project. I think I was working on the application file for 3 months. I was really, really young at the time. I was like 19 or 20. It was my first application of this type and first time to write it on English. So I was completely dived into it. We did a performance that has a strange name and actually it's a chemical formula for dopamine. It is C8H11 and A2 in Croatia. It is a performance about schizophrenic disease. Why we did this kind of performance is actually that everything was really, really unknown for us. It was before the time of YouTube and all the internet database that you can have. So we were new to the contemporary circus and we decided to at least have a concept and a theme that will be familiar to us. And it is familiar to us because Jakov has a brother that has schizophrenic disease and Jakov is his guardian. So it was something that was part of his life and in a way part of my life as somebody who is working really tightly with him. And we got selected. It was a big shock for everybody, for the jury members, because they didn't expect to come to Croatia and have this kind of performance that actually got the highest scores by the jury members. And it was also a big shock for us. It was the moment in life that completely turned our life around, from two persons just doing some commercial gigs in Croatia to a collective that is touring Europe and has this amazing recognition and support by international organization and a huge platform. Yeah, March 2010 completely changed our life. We were touring a lot with this performance. We have the premiere in Academy Fratellini in September 2011. And we were touring this creation until 2015. We did most of the European countries, two performances in New York, and we were really, really happy about the performance, about how we dealt with the touring and how we present ourselves as an artist. And then in 2015, we decided to stop as creators because we didn't really feel that we have something to bring to the circus arts, and we didn't want to create something that will not be satisfying to us and to have this obligation to perform in that and to do something that you really cannot stand behind it. So we, let's say, went a little bit back to Croatia and we focus on the Croatia. This is something that was actually more of my wish, because I always had this obligation and responsibility, I mean the feeling of obligation and responsibility to the next generation of contemporary circus artists in Croatia. I want them to have much better conditions for working and for creating that Jakov and I did when we started, because basically we were the first one to do it. And when I had some problems, I couldn't ask anybody. And I wanted this to change for the next one that are coming after us. So we rent a venue in Split that is called Hala 100. We started in 2015 to bring international artists here. And in last 5 years, we had around 60 artists that were there for performances, residencies, of course, work in progress presentations, workshops and masterclasses. And in last year, we decided that we are ready to work on a festival that we managed to do this year. It's a contemporary circus festival called Peculiar Families Festival. It happened in September. Of course, every first edition of festival is hard in a financial, human, emotional production way, but also these years were extremely hard because of the whole situation with pandemic, but we managed to do it. We have 6 performances from France, Spain and Croatia in 5 different locations. What is important for 100 is that we have different kind of policies, and these policies are basically my passion for the art. We have a strong feeling about the need to develop audience in the sector of contemporary circus art, to also develop the conditions for emerging artists here in Croatia, but also in the Balkan region. And we have different kind of things and activities that we do to reach this goal. For example, we did 7-day workshop with Roberto Magro this summer. It was a dramaturgy workshop for contemporary circus artists, and we made it completely free for the participants. So basically our policy is that you shouldn't be a circus education, because there is no formal circus education here. So any kind of informal circus education should be manageable and should be available to anybody. We don't want to create a system where education is possible for those with better financial situation. We want to give this opportunity to everybody. So when we do different masterclasses and workshops, we don't have a fee for participants, or we have a really, really small fee. Then we work a lot with the audience to create an audience that knows about contemporary circus and that value contemporary circus as much as they value different kind of performing arts. It's a thing that is a reality here in Croatia, that circus arts is not still recognized by our Ministry of Culture as a performing art. You have like opera, ballet, dance, theater, but circus is not an art form to them. So we are really working a lot with the audience to develop their knowledge to have a wide audience. One of the ways how we do it is with a new project that we call Circus on Periphery. Basically, it's a project where we bring contemporary circus performances to the location that are geographically dislocated or that are excluded in a way that they don't have a contact with contemporary arts and culture in general. So this year we brought first contemporary circus performance by Catalan Madame Gauk to an island of Lastovo. Lastovo is the further island from the mainland. We did another performance with 13 students from Pis de Zur, and we brought them to the mountain of Mosor. That's a mountain just near the city of Split. And we hope in the next year we are going to go in the small towns and villages in the inland. What is also something that we should mention is that Room 100 is a part of the Circus Next. And it's a really, really long and fruitful collaboration with them because they invited us immediately after we were one of the laureates to join them in the project. So I was a jury member and then co-president of jury in two editions, 2013-14 and the next one. We are now part of the Circus Next platform, so we are really doing a lot for the regional artists here from Balkan. We are part of the Circo Strada network, and I'm part of the steering committee. And we are also part of the new Circus Without Circus project that I'm going to speak more in the next phase. I think this question about innovation is at the moment crucial for what is going on in contemporary circus. For me, what is innovation and what is innovative in circus is actually pushing and crossing the border and the limits. So if I think the circus artists in traditional circus were pushing the limits of human body, in contemporary circus, I want to see the same thing. Let's say in one way, pushing the limits of human body, but also pushing the limits of the psyche and the soul and the feeling that audience can have after watching a performance. And I think that this one centimeter or one inch that we are pushing the boundaries and the limits is what is innovative in contemporary circus. And I think that we have a lack of innovation in contemporary circus at the moment. I think that's because we are lacking a commitment, a dedication and presence of artists that are doing contemporary circus performances. To really push a limit of human body, you should really have a dedicated presence and dedication towards training and really be a hardworking artist that is going to the gym and practicing every day. If you are doing it in a way that you are pushing the limits of the feeling and the concept and the idea, that is also something that needs to be trained. I think like contemporary circus artists are like sportsmen, so every excellent sportsman needs to go really for the training, and I feel that the same things has to be done by contemporary circus artists, and that you need to really start from the beginning and push your concept or your idea. When I see different performances, I often think afterwards that even if there was something really interesting, really fresh and new, that contemporary artists just scratched the surface of it and didn't go deep into the research. And this is what I think is very problematic at the moment, that people are really pushing the time frame you need to have for the production, and that the research is not going really deep. So there is a lot of different performances that I see that have like a new circus prop, a new material, but you can feel that there is only like the beginning of research phase. And I would really, really enjoy and love to see this going into depth. For example, to give some performances that I really like and I think they are really innovative. So Levit, Lever Fragan is doing this crazy performance with the vertical rope. This is for me a perfect example of pushing a human limits and boundaries. L'Absolu, that is great in this way, how it's attacking your different senses and the feeling while you are watching it. And for me, Fia Menar is a really great artist that is juggling in a new way and completely rethinking juggling as a circus skill, and also bringing a lot of different materials in this circus discipline. This is also why we are taking part in the Circus Without Circus project. It's a new Creative Europe project that is run by Circus Centrum from Ghent, from Belgium. We are one of the partners together with Metropolis from Denmark and Le Ménage from Reims. And this is a way how we as four different organizations are trying to boost the innovation in circus. Basically, it's a three-year research project that is combining contemporary circus artists with any other kind of artists. So basically, we are doing completely new duos of artists that never work together. One part of the duo is always a circus artist, and then the other part can be any other kind of artist. For example, an architect, a costume designer, a dancer, movie maker, musician, whatever. And we are trying to give them space, time, and support to really merge these two different arts, to merge different methods of art, of working and creating together, and to really boost some new things, new waves, new methods into contemporary circus. And I'm really looking forward to this project, and we are starting next year, and I'm looking forward what will be the results. I mean, we are not limiting the process that needs to finish with the creation, with the performance. They can only do the research and they can only talk about the method. The end result is not the main goal of this project. And of course, the other project is the Circus Next, that is completely dedicated to the emerging, innovative, contemporary circus artists. I'm really, let's say, happy that the pandemic showed to us that not all journeys and travelings are necessary. I mean here mostly in the field of different meetings and gatherings that the cultural workers in the contemporary circus field had. It is now obvious that a lot of different meetings could be done online, and it's not really that important to meet for smaller things in person. And I think this way we are actually going to be more rational about using our resources, I mean our own time, our own money, and also I think this will be can have a huge impact on the ecology and make us all more sustainable. On the other hand, I'm not happy with the producer being pushed to do digital, to go online, and also with the artists that had to create and recreate their own work for the online world. One thing is to have creation that is dedicated to online thing, but another thing is to recreate and rework your performance. And I'm not one of the supporters of it. I think contemporary circus is a live art and it should remain like that. I know that a lot of different artists and organization has different responsibilities toward project funding, but I'm not a fan of any kind of streaming. We in Croatia, we are thinking now, like Roman Hundred is thinking, if the pandemic is going to continue, to give our audience some streaming activities. But for example, we are asking some of the most famous artists to stream their work, And in this way, like the most important performances that we think happen in contemporary art, but also the ones that are just too big for us to host in the near future, in the meaning that they are just too expensive or like too technically hard for us. So this is a way that Croatian audience can actually see these very important performances. But we are not a fan of doing stream performances of the thing that we can actually host. I really hope that with the vaccine and with the different testing that could be done, that everybody is going to really push for the mobility again and for the safe traveling. Of course, keeping in mind to keep the people and the artists and audience safe. But I think that contemporary circus is a live art and it has to be presented in front of audience and it has to be seen in a live format.
Thank you for listening. Do join us for further Circus Futures European Circus Conversations. This podcast has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and is lottery funded. Additional funding for Circus Futures activities has been provided by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.